And so I invite you now to close your eyes, if you haven't already done so. Just become comfortable in your seat, relax your body, being aware of any areas of tension. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into that infinite presence. Hold it for a few moments longer than normal, and then slowly, gently release. Continue breathing in and breathing out. And with every breath we take, we turn Godward, inward, moving more deeply into that inner sanctuary of your soul, that place of pure peace, pure love, pure wisdom, pure joy. And as you exhale, with every exhale, release the tension, release any worry in your minds, and any thoughts of separation. We open this time of prayer and meditation by becoming still, still in body, still in mind. Open your heart and your mind to your own oneness, your oneness with, in, through, and as the divine. Feel the absolute, unconditional love of God that dwells within you and expresses as you. The love that you are fills your being. Feel yourself opening to this love without any limitations. If you have any thoughts, residual memories of less than, see them dissolving in the light and love of the divine. Know that created in the image and likeness of God, you were born in original goodness, and you are certainly more than enough. You are here on this earth to express the very goodness you are. You are here to express your peace, your love, your light. You are here to serve. From that divine love within you, you respond in harmony to every circumstance in your life. You are being guided right here, right now, one thought at a time, one act at a time, to make the world a better place. Remember the pebble effect, and remember you are a pebble. Set the intention to be a catalyst for good. Visualize your goodness, your godness, your love, your compassion radiating out into our community, our country, and the world. And know that your love and sacred service is a magnet attracting you to ever unfolding good. In the flow of selflessly giving and receiving, all that you personally desire comes to you, whether that's more joy, better relationships, increased prosperity, fulfillment, healing, whatever it is. Be open now to guidance within to reveal to you how you can become a catalyst for good in this world. Allow the wisdom of your own soul to reveal what gifts you can bring to make your own life and the life of others more meaningful. Do this for a few moments in the silence. And now, joyously, gratefully, we come together to support one another in our intentions to create more abundance in the world and in our lives. We are so grateful for the prospering power of love in which we move and live and have our being. We pray this, and we know it is so, in the name and through the nature of the eternal Christ. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be. And we're going to end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for